any plans for this weekend?
So in general, not just mentioned Josh Murphy, but in general I spoke, and I mentioned it several times, what I want to bring is a special working attitude, and that all the guys feel really honored to be allowed and to work as a football professional, because I think it's such a wonderful job, and you always have to be thankful that you're allowed to have such a wonderful job, and especially when you play for such a massive club like Norwich City. I think you have to be thankful to be there, and then to be there with 100% working attitude and 100% being professional and disciplined, because I think it's a big responsibility that you're allowed to represent our group, the staff, our supporters, the whole club. I think it's you really have a feeling of being honored to be allowed to represent this club, and you always have to be there with 100% attitude. And I mentioned several times when I got the feeling there's a player who is not there with his will to give everything he's got for this club, I will do without him. Whoever it is, how big his quality is, whatever his name is, so I will do without him in each and every situation. And we had a situation, Josh was not professional enough in his preparation for the Middlesbrough game, and for that I did without him, and to be honest, it was a really hard decision, because we had this big problems, especially in the offense, and it's always a good feeling to have Josh with his quality, with his pace, with his talent, with his abilities on the pitch, and or at least in the squad. But when I got this feeling, although there's a tricky situation with the offense, the guy is not focused and not professional in his behavior, I will do without him. And this means I have to play with 11 centre-backs, I will play with 11 centre-backs and try to find solutions. So I think sometimes when you say, okay, we need him on the pitch, it helps in short term, but in long term, it's totally the wrong sign. And for that, we decide to do without him, because that's the only working style I know, and the only certain working style I want to have of my players. And for that, I think it was the only opportunity to do without him in this game. And yeah, we spoke about it on Wednesday, and yeah, he seems to be really good reflecting in his behavior, so he apologized in front of the group, and we spoke about him, and yeah, I think he really learned this message and understand this message, and for me it's done. So he's available for tomorrow, but for sure he has to prove in the dressing room, on the training pitch, on the pitch when I bring him back, that he understands what it means to be a professional football player, because I think he's, and for that, he's still a young guy, and I won't punish a young guy, and whenever there's a problem, so we have to speak about it, and I think he really learned the message. Yeah, and we all are human beings, and sometimes we do some mistakes, and sometimes we have some faults, and I think it's quite important to be open and to help these guys, because he's a good character, he's full of potential, he's so important for our future, and he's so important for our squad, so we need him with 100% attitude and with his quality in our squad. That's so important, and I think he's in a really very important part of his career. He's not 18 anymore, he's 22, and right now these years are very important if he's able to bring his career on another level, and we are there to help him, and we bring him to the door, and we explain him how to get through the door, and we give him all our support, but he's the guy who is to go through the door. And if he does, if he understands, he will have a brilliant future, and we try everything to help him and to bring him back on this level, because he has all the ability to be an outstanding player, but it's up to him to do this with a professional attitude, with a right working style, and yeah, with the right professionalism to know what it means to work for this club and for this fans, and yeah, it's up to him to prove this.
it's important that the gaffer is you know is there and is you know telling us to stick together, to work together, to fight together on the pitch. But if the team doesn't want to work together or fight together, or you know if there are no friendship in the team, it doesn't matter how many times the gaffer is in the changing room or in a meeting and you know just praising us. Yeah, we need to be in the same boat, in the same boat. But it's down to us, and that's really, I think it's really good this season. Even the young players, they do a lot together. Some of us, we have families, we have wives, and we need to take care of them as well. So that's also important for us. But yeah, I think, as I said, on and off the pitch, we're really becoming more and more a team, and you know that I'm always talking about this boat, but this is just one important thing for me, just to keep everyone in there, you know, and let no one falling out, no one, you know, drowning. If there is someone, just maybe, for example, Josh, last couple of days, he fell out of the boat, yeah. But that's not the problem for us as a team, because we pick him up and we talk to him, and he knows exactly what to do. And that's the most important thing, that we're not here to, you know, judge the players. We're here to help them, to improve, to, you know, let them think of what have I done wrong and what can I do better. But and that's a good thing. And that's really, that was really a just in this situation with Josh now, you can see that the team spirit is very good.
So to be honest, sometimes older players make some mistakes too, so it could happen. And yeah, sometimes it's not a roller coaster, but sometimes there comes a point, each of us, because we are all human beings, makes a mistake. And I think it's quite important to point out, okay, you crossed over the line, and you have to calm yourself down and reflect what you're doing. And but then to support and to help. And yeah, to be honest, especially James Madison in the last weeks, he seems to be really growing and growing up and improving each and every day, and is there was a good working style, and I'm really happy with him right now. I'm really pleased of his developing, and it's always good, and it's always necessary to have players you can learn from, especially for young players. It's so important to find some role models in your own age. But for that, I always praised our experienced players like Russell Martin, like Stephen Naismith, like Tim Klose, and like Alex Tete, so because they show what it means to be professional and to be there with 100% attitude. And especially our young players can learn so much of them. And yeah, to be honest, I think we have a really good characters and a really good attitude in our group, and all the guys are really focused on help when a guy cross the line or is on a perhaps in a situation where he's perhaps not on the right way. They try to help to come back, and that's what the guys did in the last days with Josh too. So I'm really pleased with our togetherness, especially in handling this topic. And for that, I think it's a big chance for Josh to come back into our group.
It was the right decision to let him out, to just show the other players, you know, the old players and the young players, that the gaffer is not here to, you know, enjoy himself. He's here to work hard, to bring us to the next step. And if the next step is sometimes to be rough with some players, it has to be that way. But it's his way, it's his line, and I think it's a good one. And that helps us as a team as well, to just stick together more and more.
Yeah, to be honest, they are struggling a little bit, totally right. They're perhaps not full of self-confidence right now and not in the best condition. On the other hand, for me, one of the from the potential best teams in the whole league. So they were in the playoff finals in the last year. So they are a team with a philosophy I like very much. They're really good in possession and they're able to control the games. They have many quality players. So it's a sign that they're able to sign during the season a guy like Luko from a competitor for much money. So they have really high individual quality in their squad. And so whenever they are focused and they are able to bring it on the pitch, it's a team who can beat each and every team in the in this competition. And I think it's one of the toughest places to go in a away game at Reading, although they are perhaps not right now not in their best condition. But on the other hand, I think especially after the last result, they will be there pretty awake and with a really good attitude and with a big will to improve the situation and to create a turnaround and to win the home game, especially because it's the last game before the international break. So yeah, we knew it's a big task and a great challenge for us, but yeah, we're looking forward to. So we want a perfect perfect finish of this month and especially of the second period after the first international break. And we're in a good shape. We know that we are able to win points wherever we go, and that's what we're trying to do tomorrow. Yeah, sometimes it could be because it's a little bit in your head. And yeah, when you played such a really good season like in last year, you think, okay, perhaps it goes further on, and then we have to concentrate more on the finishing of the season. So really to be able to promote, and then they had some really good signings, and you think, okay, everything will develop, and then you're not so concentrated in the beginning of the season, and you have a bad result, and that's not good for the confidence, and then you think, okay, then the next game, and then there's a bad luck situation, and just a draw. And all in all, it develops a little bit. It's not so easy to come out of such a situation. And but I think they are really full of quality. And Jaap Stam is a really experienced coach. Was a brilliant player and a really good coach. And I think they will come back during the season. And I expect them to be in a much better position on the table in the end of the season. So for me, that's totally a team who's able to fight for promotion. And for that, we know we face tomorrow a really, really good opponent in a away game in a situation. Yeah, we have to do without many important players, especially in our offense. It will be a hard task, but we showed several times that we are able to solve these tasks, and we try to do it tomorrow too.
Yeah, I'm more than happy. You know, if you come back out of an injury and the team was struggling a little bit, and then all of a sudden you're back in and you don't concede anything, any goal, and I think that's always a good sign. Not only for me, but also for the club and for the team, that the confidence is growing again. And I think clean sheet can give you confidence, because if you know that there is a team on the pitch who like really wants to defend for those clean sheets, that gives you always the option of maybe we can score in the end. And if we take Burton, for example, of course it was a 0-0, but we could have scored. And I don't know, maybe last season we would have conceded a goal, I don't know. But it's just, you know, sometimes it's very, very important to keep that clean sheet, to just keep the team, you know, in the game. And gives you confidence. It gives you. It's also a pride thing for me. I'm really proud to keep these clean sheets, because you know you want to be a part of the history in the club sometimes, and we are now part of the history because of that clean sheet. But it can go on. That's because I think we are all footballers for a reason, because we want to achieve things. And when sometimes it's just those small things, it's a good thing.
That's what I always mention. So when you win games and have success, so it's good for your reputation, for the respect of the opponent. Sometimes it means that they are really awake, but I think if Norwich City has a game, so the opponents will always be awake, because they know we are a massive club and have our own expectations. And it's a good sign that that the opponents are full of respect. And yeah, for sure, I think it's a sign of of our big improvement, because in early doors in the season, many other teams wouldn't say we are a physically strong team. So I think it's a good sign for our developing and our improving, especially in the last weeks. And it's a good sign, yes.
We had a few meetings where he was able to talk to us and explain to us what's very important for him, even though he doesn't want to like go off his philosophy. He wants to stay on that track. But if you can't do the simple things or the easy things on the pitch first, it makes no sense to talk about his philosophy, because the most important thing first is how do we defend, and then when you defend, what do we do with the ball when we've got it. So I think the national break was important, but everything before that I can't really tell what was different, because I was not there. I was not in the team, I was not in the dressing room before the games, and I don't know what the attitude was like, so I can't compare it to now. But it's just what I've seen so far after that national break was that we've made a few little changes, so that's a good thing.
You seem to be getting to away grounds slightly later than you were, maybe, and also you're always 2 or 3 minutes out of the dressing room after half time, after the home team as well. Is that just coincidence, or is
No, not really. So, because in the first eight games, I got the feeling we always have to wait in the tunnel of the opponent. And there was one time we have to speak about several things from tactical term. I think it was in the Sheffield game. We really arrived a little bit later. And in this game, I think it was just Middlesbrough goes out pretty early because they want to repair to be back in this game. And we just went out. So when the bell rings, but we went out immediately. It was more that in this game Middlesbrough went out earlier, so I think there are just two teams, and it's a 50-50 chance if you are the first or the second team. And I think right now we are back 7-3 or whatever, so normally we are pretty early on the pitch, so it's not a habit to be late or whatever. No, not at all.
I like that you keep the count, that's
yes.